Scott, let's talk, man. What is the bottom line up front? What are we talking about today? What is the bluff?
So, dude, first of all, thank you, Jason. We're talking about an event that I put together with a really good friend of mine and a mutual friend of ours, Alex Jowdy. And it's an event called The Big Event. For lack of a story, is we were brainstorming and it just made sense. We want to have a big event, and this is for men. And it's an event that we've been putting together. We're super excited about it. And I mean, it's just a chance for men to come together. And we're going to be doing all sorts of really cool things. And basically, I built it around, what do I want to do? If I'm going to go somewhere and spend a few days with a bunch of guys, what do I want to do? And that's really kind of where this grew. It grew from my group, The Brotherhood of Fatherhood. And I've been doing that for a couple of years. We have Brotherhood of Fatherhood podcast. And it's like, what's next? We got this podcast. We talk about improving ourselves as men. We talk about improving ourselves as fathers and husbands and community leaders. What does that mean? And really kind of putting some substance action into this big idea of you just need to lead in your community.
And it's different. It's not, you and I talked offline about, it's not this big hoorah, I'm going to turn you into a military warrior. This is like, hey, we need to get together. We need to talk. We need to create bonds. And so later on in life, we could have decision points. We could look back at this experience and say, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because when you bring a lot of people together, you get a lot of different ideas that you haven't seen before. And that is one thing about having a different type of geography or cultural geography, I like to call it, where it's not just military, it's not just veterans, it's not just law enforcement, it's not just people in certain communities. You could have people that are tech people, you could have people who are managers, you could have people who just work day to day. They don't have to be like these quote unquote pillars of society or the protector type community, because in my mind, everybody is a protector.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit a few nails on the head, right? So I never did law enforcement. I never served for our country, but I think every man has this thing inside of him. Like this thing, like he either did it and he's been through it, or he didn't and he wonders what if. And I think I've talked to you about that, where there's just so much unknown there, but really the whole crux of this is the fact that men need a tribe, and a lot of men really find that tribe in law enforcement or in being a protector or whatever that is. But really, like you and I know, both know that every man should be prepared at every single element of his world, physically, mentally, emotionally, and tactically, to handle whatever comes, because that's the role we play as a family man, as a community member. And so I'm sitting here going, okay, I didn't have military background. I didn't go into law enforcement. I love shooting guns. I love doing physical activities. You and I both love rocking. Rocking is one of those things where I just can get out of my head and really have this flow state. I really challenge men to always do hard things. Challenge yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually every single day, because that's how you grow. So I'm sitting here going, okay, we got these guys out there. You kind of said the paramilitary, you know, like you go in, you get screamed at, you break your back. I mean, you go through like this pseudo, you know, camp, like where you're not going into the military, but they beat you up like you're going into the military. And, you know, like I want to see how hard I can be challenged, but I'm a grown ass man. I don't necessarily need somebody, you know, just screaming in my face. I challenge myself enough. I'm my hardest critic. So what does that mean? It means getting together with other men and exploring new skills, getting better at skills you already love and practice, looking at new things that like, I'll be honest, we're going to have some jiu-jitsu in there. And it's something that I put off and I wanted to do for a really long time, because I know, okay, in a situation where I need to de-arm or de-escalate a situation, that's a really good tactic. It's not something I have in my tool belt. But like, how do you get started when you're not really vested in the community where you're at? Like I am, you know, I don't know where to go. Well, you create it. And that's kind of how I've kind of always seen these things, is like men need to be challenged because it's kind of how we tick. We need community. And a lot of us don't get into community because we are, you know, have these areas of vulnerability, and we're trying to, you know, kind of explore our own masculinity and where we belong. And like the whole thing in my head was, I don't want to create something that I don't want to go to. And you basically mentioned it. I looked at all of these events and some of them really appeal to me, but none of them really hit all the areas, or they were just too freaking hardcore and weird. It's not that I couldn't handle it. I mean, I don't care. I'll carry something really super heavy up a mountain for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I need to see where I'm going. I don't need somebody screaming at me during that. I don't need that type of motivation or that type of, I don't know what you would call it, abuse.
Well, that's the thing, myself. Well, that's the thing is, like, there's nothing against those. Some men need those. Some women need them. Some people need that type to get them to ignite a fire in them. But one thing I've learned is, like, these small events like we're going to have, it gives you a taste, and it gives you a taste to drive on after. So, hey, we're going to go on a rock march. Cool. Maybe later on you're going to use that to build your body. Hey, you're going to do jiu-jitsu. That's going to take away that thought. You just said it right there. You said, I've always wanted to try it. This is going to give you an opportunity to try it. So you go back, you go to your community, and you find a gym, and you're like, hey, you know what? I can walk through that door confident now because I've already got a taste of it. Same thing with firearms. Not everybody has the background. Not everybody grew up with a firearm in their hand. Not everybody was in the military. Not everybody was in law enforcement. Just because you didn't grow up with it, it doesn't mean it's something you can't do. And this just provides a little snapshot, a little taste of saying, hey, you know what? We're going to go out there. We're going to do some things. Not all of them are easy, but they're going to take it. And you're going to go back and you're going to go, huh, I did it there. I feel good. Let's do this. And you brought something else up before. You know, I think you've already told you about this a million times, is that, look, being a protector is not just about serving. You could serve your community. You could serve your family and still be a protector. You can get out of you don't have to raise your hand and take an oath. I always say, as a father, I took an oath that is so much different than the ones I took as someone in the military and as someone that's been in law enforcement. That you're taking an oath to your family. And by becoming a protector, you're also taking an oath to your community. So you go out there, you go to this weekend, you go out to Montana and you say, hey, you know what? I kind of like what this is. I like what this is. I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to become part of that. I know tribe is overused, but I'm going to become part of that tribe, that brotherhood. And I'm going to build a community of like-minded people, and have this network that's throughout the country. And sometimes, you know, later on as this progresses, it's going to be a worldwide event. When you're putting something like this on, it does cost money. And it does cost money to get people to come in and train, people to speak, people to do this, people to do that, and logistics around it. I like the idea that it's in Montana. So why did you pick Montana?
Well, quite honestly, I love Montana. I've wanted to move to Montana. I've been there a few times. I want to live in something. I love mountains. Like, mountains are like my place, right? I grew up in the Pacific Northwest on the coastal mountain range. I live in Texas now. It's flat. But mostly, I wanted to be in nature. And the beauty of it is I partnered with my buddy Alex, who lives here. And he says, hey, look, like, this is my backyard. And it was just kind of this accumulation of events. A great buddy I was working with has a home right on the lake out there. And he's like, you can have like main place at our home. There's a big bonfire. You're going to be right on the lake. It's a huge yard. I'm like, yes. You know, we're bringing in a chef to cook for everybody, the whole thing. And, I mean, like, having a house where you can prep and have these things. And so there's an element about it that kind of sucks, but it's kind of by design. It's not an easy place to get to. The guys who come to this are going to be guys who are vested in it. It's not a super easy flight. It's in the Kalispell area. So it's not a huge airport. You got to do the work. This is for men who are willing to do the work, put in the investment of time and put in the investment of money to get themselves there. And then we're going to surround them with people who are passionate. I mean, you know, Alex introduced you and me, and I've just loved what you did. And then we have the other guys talking are super passionate about what they're doing, and they're leading in certain areas. And the caliber of people that were already there to present and offer opportunities like the firearms training that we're going to go through are world class. And so everything kind of just cascaded, and it's the perfect starting place. Like, our goal is we're probably going to move around every year. Because this is just number one out of who knows how many. And the beauty of this too is it is hard logistically. So we're only limiting it to 40 people. Like, that's it. We're capped. Once we hit 40, we're done. And we haven't even started marketing yet. And we're well on our way. So there's this element of if you want to get there and make it happen. And so it's not easy. There's investment. And so that played a big role in it. It's like, if I did it here in Dallas where I live, super easy to fly into, super easy to get transportation. Finding place to stay is pretty easy. And there's people, I could probably fill it in a day just with the people that live within driving distance. I didn't want it to be that easy. Anything that I do, there's going to be an element of hard to it. And you got to commit.
Well, you got me excited now. Because when you just said that, it brings me up to the return on investment. I always tell people this. I'm like, as long as you have ill intentions, my network becomes your network. And if I could help you out sometime later on, that's the same way. You bring 40 people in. 40 people is enough to make and build relationships that could bring on beyond this weekend. So that is your ROI for all the business type people that are looking at this. So who can attend this? What kind of clientele are you looking at? You're looking at obviously someone who has a better moral judgment, people who are going to go in there and, you know, be part of the tribe, be part of the team, be part of the brotherhood. What else are you looking for?
Well, there's something for any man who has basically a drive to be better. That's just something that I believe so firmly. If you feel like you have arrived, you don't belong. You've got to be a guy who is out there wanting to improve yourself, willing to be challenged. You need to be a man who believes that is your role to be the leader in your family. And that I'm really passionate about that. Whether your wife has a leadership role or not, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about your wife is subservient or your kids are under your thumb. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man who does feel like he needs to protect his home. A man who does have thoughts in his head like, if something bad happens, how am I going to be prepared? A man who wants to grow, who wants to be the guy who will improve his community, whether it's just with his family and that spreads out. And so there's has to be a growth mindset. A lot of times that's kind of entrepreneurial business owners, but not always. And it can, but what's really important to me is that a man of any level can come and feel good about it. And that was one thing that I really wanted it to be. Like, we're going to do some firearm training and it's going to be pretty badass. But if you haven't fired a firearm, we're going to have a place for you to get into that and get exposed and then safely be able to do some of the fun things as well. If you haven't done Brazilian jiu-jitsu or you're a black belt, it's all the same. We've got it set up for you. Same with rucking. Rucking can be as hard as you want it to be. Just throw more weight in your pack and do an extra 2 miles. For us, it's about what man wants to learn, wants to embrace humility and really be willing to learn new things and also give. Because any guy that can come to this one, this is the first, and this is 2 years in the making. This is the first. I believe people that come to this are going to be the bedrock and the foundation for some really epic things to come in the years to come. So any man who wants to grow, who wants to be challenged, and who is willing to be vulnerable and close with 39 other guys, that's who. And you don't have to be a father. I know my organization is Brotherhood of Fatherhood, but it's just, you got to be a man. That's it.
So here's the deal. How do we get involved?
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's crazy. I mean, Jason, I've had all sorts of people ask, can I present? I want to present. Everyone wants to be involved at that level. Right now, it's just sign up and come because we have the lineup is dialed. The activities are dialed. So I'm just looking for men who are willing to invest their time, invest some money. And really, you spoke earlier. This isn't a money grab. This is not my business. So this is an opportunity for you to get involved in something. It's not a money grab. We just want to cover expenses and have a really epic time. We want men to go away and be like, man, I got to do that again. So it's super simple. You just brotherhoodfatherhood.com/events. There's no oven there, but brotherhoodfatherhood.com/events. You're going to see who all the speakers are. You're going to see some of the activities. We didn't put a ton of like resources into building that. And then there's a link to pay. And if you want to know more about it, there's a link to just talk to me and I'll tell you really what's going on.
So seriously, you're the easiest person to get a hold of and ask questions. The thing about, I've seen these events where, like I said before, they're upwards of a lot of money. This one, logistically wise, it's almost like you're going to be breaking even because I'm looking at a lot of different things. And behind the scenes, we're working with logistics and things to put into this that makes you go away with it. Go there with an open mind. You're not going to go there and become a ninja over the weekend. What you are doing is you're going to get a taste of certain things that you might have always wanted to try. Shooting, jujitsu, rucking, talking, having a good time in a great location. So I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this real quick and telling people about what's going on and building a future of brotherhood, of teamwork, of tribe.
Yeah. I failed to mention one of the things I'm actually most excited about. I'll just close out with this is the fact that we put together like fireside chat time and we're doing bonfire. That's not just so we can stare at fire. It's because we know that when everybody's just chilling, eating a lot of meat, good food, and enjoying time at the fire, connections happen, conversations happen. And I'm a part of, I insert myself into things where I'm in circles with men and I travel with them quarterly and I do masterminds. And the personal growth that happens from every single one of those is so incredibly strong. And for us, it was like, let's pack some time, but we also have time just to connect with guys like you and some of the other speakers. And you know, maybe someone wants to talk with me and learn something, but it's just a chance to really find some men that can be in your corner in all sectors of life, you know, business, physically, financially, spiritually, whatever it is that you're looking for, we hope to have, you're going to make a connection at some point.
The resume and interview get you through the door. Sometimes that network to get you to the next level.
Yeah.